Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to ask you today, what do you fill your cup with? You know, it's kind of interesting. We all have our beverage of choice in the morning. Maybe it's water. That's the healthy thing to do. I've heard to drink a glass of water to kind of help get your brain going, since such a large percentage of our body is actually water. And so before I get my good morning cup of coffee, I try to drink a bottle of water while I'm waiting on the coffee pot to warm up, or my Keurig, should I say. Some people I know, though, aren't coffee drinkers, and they're doing orange juice, or maybe it's a Diet Coke. Some people like to drink hot tea. But whatever your beverage of choice is, we usually all start with something to drink in the morning. But I'm not talking about that type of cup. I'm talking about that cup, that hole inside your heart that really only God can fill. There's a God-sized shaped hole in all of our hearts that only Jesus can fill. And yet, I know maybe you're like me, you kind of pour out of your cup so much. Sometimes your cup can get depleted. So I love this quote by Winona Judd, actually, you know, a Kentuckian, part of the Judd's music group. She said, "You have to fill your cup, then you give away the overflowing, but you keep a cup full for yourself." It's so good. I want to say that again. Winona Judd, "You have to fill your cup, you then give away the overflowing, but you keep a cup full for yourself." And I actually want to take a look at the 23rd Psalm, because, friends, it just talks about this thought of about overflowing and our cup being full. I know a lot of times we think about these six verses in the 23rd Psalm, mainly at funerals. And it is a powerful scripture, and I use it every funeral that I do. And yet, I think there's other things that we can take away from the 23rd Psalm. And I'm just going to read it, because it always brings me peace when I do read it, and hope maybe it'll bless you today. "The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows, and he leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along the right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff, they protect and they comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." Now, I know some of you are saying, "Are you sure that's the 23rd Psalm?" And I know the King James Version or the NIV, I read that through from the New Living Translation Version, and I apologize, I probably should have told you that up front, but I really just like how it says that. You know, it says in verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd." Usually it says, you know, I shall not want. But I like this New Living Translation. It says, "I have everything that I need." And, you know, the Hebrew word actually talks about that. And then that's how it's described. I have everything that I need. And, you know, friends, we just have to be reminded there are differences in wants and needs. And just sometimes I have to be reminded, God loves to bless his kids, and he's a good, good father, and he's generous, but sometimes I can get wants and needs confused. And I want to remind you today that, you know, the Lord is your shepherd, and he will provide everything that you need. And want to be encouraged by that today. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, sheep, we're completely dependent on a shepherd for provision, guidance, and protection. And maybe today you're like, you know, I need that. I need provision. I need some guidance. I need some wisdom. And I need to be protected in my mind, my heart, maybe even physical protection. And friends, you know, that's why I love that Jesus said, you know, use that analogy with sheep, because if we're honest, I know I am. So I'm like a sheep. I kind of wander off on my own, start kind of doing my own thing. And yet, God, I'm thankful, is waiting with open arms for us to come back to Him. I love this quote by Robert McQuilkin. He said, many of our problems are the result of our thinking. The Lord is my shepherd, but I have this or that problem. We should frame it differently, he said. I have this or that problem, but the Lord is my shepherd. And so be encouraged by the friends and say, you know, instead of saying, oh, Lord, it's morning, and say, instead, I want to encourage you to say, good morning, Lord. I'm excited to see how you want to work today. Or Psalm 118, verse 24, I can remember my mom as a kid would come in and open the shades in my room and say, this is the day the Lord has made. I shall be glad and rejoice in it. And friends, I've tried to carry on that tradition as an adult. And to be honest with you, sometimes in the morning, I don't feel like saying that. I know some people listening, you understand me. But when I say that, this is the day the Lord has made, I shall be glad and rejoice in it. It helps get my mind and heart ready for that day that I'm getting ready to start. Dr. David Jeremiah says, when we face trials, we need to remember who God is. Sometimes we get so focused on our trials that we forget to focus on Him. God has promised to care for us as a shepherd cares for his sheep in green pastures and by still waters, restoring our souls, anointing our wounds with his oil, and filling our cups to overflowing. God's the keeper of our lives, and his goodness and mercy will follow us all of our days. I love that, friends, it talks about filling our cup to overflowing. And that's what I'm trying to talk to you about today, is asking God to help you fill your cup and not trying to do it just on your own. Inviting him to be a part of your day and to guide you and to help you, to encourage you, to comfort you, to give you strength when it's needed. I want to share, won't get through all these today, we're going to finish this tomorrow, but from these six verses in the 23rd Psalm, I want to share nine things that God does to fill our cups, friends. Okay, number one, he provides for me. I'm basing it off verse one. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. Or, you know, some other versions say, I shall not want. But friends, God provides for us. That's how he fills our cup. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, in the same God who takes care of me, will supply all your needs through his glorious riches through Christ Jesus. I shall not want means, you know what? All my needs are going to be supplied by the Lord, my shepherd. Secondly, I decide to not desire more than what the Lord, my shepherd, gives. Sam Lefkowitz said, when asked if my cup is half full or half empty, my only response is, I'm thankful that I have a cup. And it's so true, friends. Those of us that have been through a challenging financial season, and I think all of us have been there at some point in our lives, when you've got more month left than you've got money, right? And you know, payday's a few days away. And yet when we go through those seasons, man, we're thankful. And when you get to go to a nice restaurant, I remember we would do that as kids, for birthdays, we get to go to a nice restaurant and pick that. And man, we just appreciate it so much more because we didn't get to do that all the time. Max Lucado says, God meets daily needs daily, not weekly or annually. He will give you what you need when it is needed. Man, I love that quote. God meets my daily needs daily, not weekly or annually. He will give you what you need when it is needed. And friends, God's done that over and over in my life. You know, as a friend of mine said, when I coached college basketball back at Western Kentucky University many moons ago, back in the 90s, 1990s, he said, you know, Greg, God's a lot like the mailman. I said, how's that, Charles? He said, you don't know when he's going to get there, but he always delivers. And I can laugh about that now because it's true. A lot of times the mailman at my house, it seems like it comes around three or so, but I remember last week when I was under the weather and I heard the truck, and it's got that unique, the Jeep that they drive sound, and I looked out my window and it delivered the mail at noon. And I was really, really surprised by that. And, you know, the point is, friends, you know that God's going to deliver. You don't know when. And to be honest with you, most of the time, it's not on my timing. I don't know about you, but quite often the way I prayed or thought things would play out just hadn't happened that way. And yet God's timing, I found, it's not always my timing, but his timing is much better. And I'm thankful that we can trust him in his timing. And maybe you're in a season of waiting today. A second takeaway on how we know God fills our cup from the 23rd Psalm is sometimes God slows me down because I need to rest. Recently, I'd come down with an upper respiratory infection and bronchitis. And man, I was out of it. In fact, I couldn't record Hope Is Here. Got behind a week. And yet, I got lots of rest. And I needed one because I felt bad. But also, I think I'd just been going nonstop for so long. And, you know, not the way that you want to get rest. But I was thankful for that rest and tried to really take advantage of this opportunity, even though I didn't feel well, to get extra sleep and rest. And I'm thankful I did. In fact, it caused me to do what Psalm 46:10 says, to be still and know that I am God. And I try to have quiet time each morning. occasionally that may not happen if I oversleep and have to be somewhere, but I try to spend some time with God each morning. And but I found myself in the afternoons after resting and would just try to spend some extra time with God and just talk with God, but also mainly listen to him some in the afternoons when I was under the weather. And it was really special. And I want to encourage you today, maybe you just need to take some time when this program's over and just turn the radio off or turn your phone off if you're listening to the podcast or watching on our YouTube channel. And just, you know, say, you know what, God, I just want to hang out with you for a few minutes before my next meeting or before I get to the next thing on my to-do list. Because, friends, God wants to speak to us. I'm thankful that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Oh, I love that, friends. When it says, take my yoke upon you. Not talking about the egg yolk, okay? It's talking about the yoke that they would use back then to put two animals together to do farming, to plow. And yet, obviously, that was a big, heavy, wooden yoke to do that. But Jesus is saying, hey, in that yoke, mine's not heavy. And the reason I'm saying do this yoke is invite me to be the other part of the yoke. Let's you and I do this life together. If you'll let me do life with you, I'll give you rest and I'll help you and I'll help you find rest for your souls. Eileen Caddy said, "Life is full and overflowing with the new, but it's necessary to empty out the old to make room for the new to enter." And friends, when we take some time to rest, God can do that. He can help us remove some of the old and make room for the new. And I think that's what he wants to do each day, friends, if we will ask him to empty our cup of anything that's not of him and to fill our cup today with his, what is of him and how we can be a blessing to others. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope you'll join me again tomorrow as we'll continue talking about what do you fill your cup with on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.